All right, this is a new kind of test for me. This is a test of processing and how well the mics can handle it. So I'm starting off with the main basic sound of this mic. And this has got the, it's just basically an Audient Black Series preamp with nothing fancy punched in. And it's just going straight to my little Sony PCM-D1 recorder. So, now this Black Pre has got this kind of a quasi-distortion circuit called HMX, and so we're going to just kind of engage it. So right now it's out, and then I'm turning it on right now. So this is HMX in on zero. I can hear the difference. This is HMX in. This is HMX out, the regular clean sound. It's back in now, and I'm going to start to crank the knob. So this is about halfway up, HMX halfway, HMX out, HMX halfway, HMX all the way to 10. That's HMX cranked up to 10. And then this is HMX out. That's HMX out. So I'm going to do the same thing. I'm just going to grab a guitar. Just to hear what the HMX circuit will do with the guitar. So I'm just going to talk and strum. So this is... That's just the clean sound. And now I'm going to kick in the HMX, so HMX is in. And it sounds like it's compressing. And I'm going to crank it up to about 5. And I'm going to bypass it. Was the clean sound, and I'm going to kick it back in at 5. I guess it gives it some extra beef. All right, now I'm going to crank it all the way up to 10 just to see. That's in. This is back. It's out now. It's hard to talk and play and twiddle knobs. And it's in at 10. You probably may not want to use 10 for... here's a halfway setting. So that's what it does with the HMX circuit. So that's what that is.